Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Another beautiful day here in Sydney, and I hope you're all having a good evening or a good start to your day, no matter whereabouts you are in the world. And we're starting to see the market pull back a little bit across the top 10. Not a great deal on Bitcoin. Bitcoin continues to, well, consolidate. Nothing's really changed. Although today on the 4 hour, we do see a lower low that has, a lower high that has now been met by a lower low. So it's slightly looking a little bit more bearish there on the 4 hour. I'm not too concerned at this stage because it really, for me, just looks like a consolidation across the market again on the 8 hour. Still the same sort of thing. I mean, if I'm being honest, it's not giving up the game too much. It's still holding. It still looks quite strong on the daily, and nothing's really changed there. There is a red bearish candle there on the daily chart right now, but I'm not too worried about that. If we look across the top 10, just quickly, what I'm actually seeing is, they're all pulling back a couple of percent, some a lot more. For example, EOS is down 20%. Now, finally, we might actually get a stop loss movement again, or we might even get the position, another position on that. We'll have to see. Time will tell. But most of the market is having a pullback from where we are right now, and that is relatively healthy. We'll see what the rest of the day brings, and throughout the week, I'll obviously keep you updated. Guys, if you haven't already, don't forget to jump across to tradercobb.com. A lot of free content there, and you need to join the bi-weekly video newsletter because I am working on a webinar to run in the next couple of weeks to give you guys a bunch of new stuff as well. So to get the heads up on that, you will need to be on the mailing list because that's where I will be giving you the information. Now, one thing I want to cover today just quickly with you guys is what are you doing? As in, what are you doing to make yourself better? Now, I know that, this show may be part thereof what you are doing to learn, to have yourself tapped in, and, I might be your artery to the market and the views of direction. Now, that's great. That's really good. And I appreciate it. And I really, I take it seriously, having the ears of so many listeners out there. So I really do. And that's why I try and put out the best content I possibly can every single goddamn day across my socials and everywhere else that I say or do anything. But the question I've got for you is, what are you actually doing each day to improve yourself? Now, I talk about trading plans. I talk about risk plans. I talk about, trading structure, routines, when to stop trading if things aren't going well. I cover just about everything because I really think I need to cover just about everything for you guys to have a good shot at becoming a good trader. One thing, what plan do you have to get up to speed? So if you've done the courses that I put out there, then yes, you have the plan, and yes, you are, putting some money in and you are taking your education seriously. But if not, and even if you have, I'm not saying that, I'm the be all end all. There's some great books out there, like Mark Douglas, Trading in the Zone is a great book. Also, the Market Wizards series. Yes, you heard that correctly. Market Wizards, as in Gandalf the Wizard. A really great series there because what it does is it doesn't so much tell you what to do, but it gives you the experiences from many different traders of many different walks of life. Now, one of the traders that really changed the way I thought about my future as a trader was a woman called Linda Bradford Radsky. I've always struggled to say her name. Sorry, Linda. But she was a home trader. She was a self-employed. She traded her own portfolio. A lot of them are fund managers, or there's a whole different grouping of people, traders from different walks of life, different parts of the world, different styles of trading and investing. Male, female, all over the shop. Very, very different. But some of the best in the world. And those stories really helped me to sort of pick up some of their lessons, pick up some of their mistakes. Much the same as what I do with you guys. I tell you the mistakes that I've made. I'm honest. I just tell you how it is. I've got nothing to hide. I'm happy with how things are going. And I do get things wrong from time to time. That's just part of life, and that's part of trading. But I think it's a really good book series to read if you're looking for something. But coming back to it, what are you doing each day to better yourself, to develop your understanding of markets, of yourself, of your routine, of risk, of all of the individual elements that you need to cover to be a trader? Now, it's going to, at some point, become absolutely serious that you take this seriously. And that point is really when you decide you want to trade. Okay, now I know a lot of people, that there are people that make the odd comment out there about my courses and this and that, and it's like, well, that's fine, you know. Some people can't afford to do things, and if they haven't got any money, then I totally understand that, and you don't need to spend money. I mean, if you spend money, you are obviously, you know, the old saying, you get what you pay for, to a certain extent, is correct. You're going to always get better content if you are, you know, employing the person to give it to you. But it doesn't need to be expensive. You know, I mean, if you haven't got much money, that's cool. I'm not trying to alienate you. I'm saying, like, you know, you've got the opportunity to, for example, with me, there's the website. There's heaps of free content in the Market Blog, my social media pages. I do videos literally every single day. There's a lot of things that you can be doing to develop yourself and to make yourself better. Now, if you are somebody who has gone through my courses and are constantly learning and working through that, you've got two options too. Find time to resit sections of the program. You know, there are times where you can redo. These are lifetime memberships, so you can always log back in. And I see within my Slack community, a lot of people are in fact going back through and doing, redoing sections of the course, and they're finding a lot more in it. So you can do that. The other side of it is you should be taking your screenshots of your trades and reviewing those against your checklist. This is ultimately important. And again, I see in the community, so many people saying how valuable that is. Now, I'm working with my apprentice, Luke, who, when he sends me through his screenshots, I can give him a lot more detail. And he's starting to see the absolute benefit to employing those or to putting those screenshots to action. So there's a number of things that you can do without having to spend money. That's my point. But what is it you do each day or each week, whenever it may be, because not everyone's got time every single day. It might be a bit of personal development. It might just be this podcast, but you need to be looking at ways to improve yourself. If you can make yourself slightly better each day or just sharpen some little aspect of yourself or your trading, each and every day you'll never take a backward step. Okay, you might feel like you take a backward step sometimes, but realistically, it's all experience and you're learning the entire way through. So guys, I challenge you today. I really challenge you to think of what you're going to do or what are you doing to better yourself each and every day. How are you adding to your education? How is your development? How is your story growing each and every day? And I hope you have a fantastic day, guys. Don't forget, jump on the website, subscribe to the bi-weekly video newsletter. And also, it'd be super cool if you could give me a review. I know there's a lot more people listening now. I haven't asked for a long time. If you like what you're hearing, jump onto your iTunes or your Pippa or wherever it may be that this podcast, wherever you listen to it, and give me a review and a star rating. I would really appreciate that because it helps me to stay up nice and high in the rankings, which means I get more and more fantastic guests on the show, and you're going to have some to listen to very soon. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.